Welcome to your destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening. This is Robert Lee Camp, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show on bbsradio.com. I hope everybody's having a great evening this evening. We have some really interesting things to talk about tonight. You're welcome to call in, but I won't be doing any readings until we get past the discussion part of our show tonight. However, if you feel like you want to share something about what I'm discussing tonight, you're welcome to call in about that, but please save your calls for a reading till after we finish the discussion. Okay, so those are the ground rules, but I hope you're having a great evening. Before we begin, I want to just say that the reason we're having this show here tonight is to, and every week, is to make available to everybody who's interested the power of using one of the mystic sciences, and this mystic science we call the Destiny Card System. It doesn't really have an official name, but it is the science of the cards. And the cards that we play poker with and rummy and so forth, these cards have been around for ages. And we really don't know, science doesn't really know when the cards were originally invented. The oldest known deck is found in the Royal Asiatic Museum, and I believe it's about 1,100 or 1,200 years old. However, a book that was written 100 years ago by a man in Chicago named Olney Richmond, he says that the cards have been around for about 20,000 years since the time of Atlantis. The reason that they were not that well known was that the cards were in the hands of the priests in the temples and the magi, the magicians. Now, when we say the word magi, we have to be clear about that, because the word magi does not mean a magician in the normal sense that we think of a magician nowadays. A true magician in those days was a master of the esoteric sciences of astrology and this system, the cards. They were the ones that could read the stars. The three magi are the ones that found Jesus through following a star. They had predicted his birth well ahead of time using the science of the stars. They knew what was going on. And this is the same way that it is now. But we use the word magician very loosely in the current day and age. But at any rate, the magi, the deck of cards had been invented and first used somehow in Atlantis, which existed about 20,000 years ago. And they were only used in the temples. And if you look at a deck of cards for a moment, if you just look at a deck of cards, hold it in your hand, you'll see that what you're holding in your hand is a book of 52 pages. And each of those pages represents one week of the year. And amongst those pages, there are four categories, and they're called suits. There's hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And these four suits represent the four seasons of the year. Your birthday identifies you as one of the four, as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which has a suit. And the suit of your birth card tells us a lot about you, because it identifies you as one of the four seasons of life. Are you a heart, who's more of a childlike person? Are you a club, who's like a college student, who's always learning and communicating? Are you a diamond who is an adult person who's interested in obtaining value in life, or are you a spade, which is an older person who has wisdom at their disposal? Your birth card, based on your birthday, tells us that about you right up front. Then if we take a deck of cards and look at it, we see there are 13 cards in each of these four suits. Very interesting, because there are 13 full moons every year. And there are 13 weeks in each of the seasons. So we have this 13, we have this 5-2, which equals a 7, rampant throughout this. And where else do we see these numbers? We see them in our calendar. And if you take a deck of cards and add up the number on each card in the deck, a 5 being a 5, a 6, a 6, a 1, an ace, a 1, a jack, an 11, a queen, 12, king, 13, add up the entire deck, you're going to come up with 364, but there's one more card, the Joker. And the Joker is worth 1 1/4. And if you add up, he has a value of 1 1/4 spots, they say. The five suits, the four suits plus himself, because he is the Joker. He can be any card in the deck. You add up this, you get exactly the number of days in a year. And this should prove more than anything else that the card system was devised as a means of, as a symbolic representation of the calendar of the earth that we live on. This is what a deck of cards is. And the mystics back then, the Magi in ancient Atlantis, after thousands of years of using this, they realized that every birthday was represented by a card, and they could predict the fates of people, of nations, and so forth by using the cards. This is the system that we're using on this show, and I'm just here to make people aware of it and get people excited about it so that you can use it for yourself. This is a system that is the most easy system to learn there is. Anybody can take one of my books, and within an hour or so, you can be doing your own readings for yourself, your family, and for your friends. It's really not that difficult, and it'll blow you away. Just the first time you try it, you'll be impressed by how easy it is and also how accurate it is. So I invite you to get the books. One is called The Cards of Your Destiny, and the other is called Love Cards. Both of these books are by me, Robert Lee Camp, and you can find these in any bookstore, mostly Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com. You can also go to my website, which is the number 7 and the word thunders, 7thunders.com, and we have a special when you order both books together, you get $10 off. So you can get these books anywhere, but definitely get them and start looking. If you really want to know what's going on in your life, if you really want to understand your relationships and the patterns that you have been experiencing in your life, and if you want to know what's coming up and how to take best advantage of it, this is the system for you, because it's open for everybody, not just those that are metaphysically inclined or anything. It's for everybody. And you can share it with your friends. Okay, so that's just a little thing just to kind of reiterate why we're having this radio show. It's really about getting the word out to people. It's about letting people know what's available to them. So, the discussion tonight is going to be about prosperity, about money. So I want to talk about money. I've actually written a book about money, but I want to first talk about my own personal experience. I'm the first of 7 children. My mother came from a family of farmers in West Virginia. My father, his mother ran a small store. They were both basically on a poverty level. I grew up in a poverty level. Especially after we had had 5 or 6 children, and my dad was only a really low-grade Air Force guy, and there were problems, and he was an alcoholic and so forth. And there were times when I was only 8 years old that we didn't have enough food to eat, that there was uncertainty, just constant uncertainty about our financial future and worry about money. And maybe that's the reason I grew up having a lot of poverty in my own life and having a sort of a never-ending sense that there's not going to be enough and a sort of never-ending worry about money. And it all came to a head for me when I was about 36 years old, when I was living in an apartment in Santa Monica, California, and I did not have enough money to pay my rent. And I had never been in that situation before. I had never been in a situation where I didn't have enough money just to pay my basic bills. And I was so worried sick about this that I could not even sleep. I woke up. I finally got to sleep this one night, and I woke up about 3 hours later, and I was so nervous and so agitated in my mind. I was trying to think of what I could do. I was trying to come up with an answer. What can I do? What can I do to get out of this problem? Because I had this nice little place, but I was going to lose it, and I didn't know where I was going to go. And so I got up on my bike, and I started riding in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, out to the beach, to Venice Beach, and just to clear my head. And that evening, that night, I had a breakthrough about money that changed my entire life. The very same day after the sun came up, it was like a miracle day that happened to me, just because of the transformation of consciousness that I experienced that night and the realization about the truth about money. Now, if you are a person that you worry about money, or you don't have enough money, and you find yourself saying, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, and there's like a sort of a, and you make decisions in your life based on money, okay? If this describes you, then you have something that you have to learn about money yourself. That night was not the end of my money transformation. That was the beginning of my money transformation. The actual complete transformation took about 5 more years for me. Actually, yeah, about 5 more years. Because I just had a piece of the puzzle. I didn't have the entire puzzle. I didn't have everything. I didn't have all the pieces together. I did not know the whole story yet. But I did have a huge breakthrough that night and that following day. Money just came at me from all directions. And the realization that I had is one that I'll never forget, and it has changed my life ever since. But it wasn't the complete answer. Now, if you, I didn't even know I had a money problem until that had happened to me. I really didn't really know that that was an issue of mine before that night. I sort of got by somehow not realizing that I was really carrying around with me a poverty issue. So what I've learned about prosperity since that time is that there is always more money than anyone could ever spend in this world, and that the natural order of the universe is to be a prosperous universe. It is meant to be, our life is meant to be excess. People actually make a big deal about conservation. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't respect the value of things and just waste them. But if you look at nature, nature is by its very definition, nature is very wasteful. When there's apples on a tree, there's always so many apples and no one eats them all. Many of them fall to the ground and just rot. And that's the way life is, and that's the way our life is meant to be. Not meant to be wasteful, but meant to be that we have everything we want. Everything we want. And more. So like it shouldn't just be what you need. If you're just getting what you need in life, you're probably living a somewhat limited life. You should have everything you need in your life and everything you want. I mean things that you really want, not just things that you dream up in your mind, but things that you feel like you really would make your heart open up and say, yes, I like that, I love that, whatever that thing is. So we're not going to have time this evening to tell this whole story and to do this class. I used to teach a class on this. It takes at the very least one day to to go through the entire process. But we will cover a little bit of ground this evening about the prosperity thing. So here's a couple of things. I'm just going to throw out a couple questions. Not questions, but just think about these things and ask yourself if this is you. Are there any of these things that fit you as a description? Because these are the things that indicate poverty mentality. Okay? I'm not going to read all of them. This is from my book, The Big Money Book, which is available on my website, seventhunders.com. But I'm going to just throw a few of these out, and you see if any of these fit you, and you'll know if you have money issues. Number one, is there money laying around on the floor of your house or in the floor of your car? Or is it just money just laying around, especially money on the floor? And along those lines, do you walk by money on the ground and not pick it up? Like, do you not pick up pennies? Okay? Now, that may seem like a very insignificant thing, but that is a big sign of somebody with poverty issues. Because it means that you don't have any respect for money and the value of things. The fact that you would have money and pennies laying around your house and not have them in a safe place and not pick them up and value them means that you're turning away money that's being offered to you by God. Here's another question. Do you feel as though you could afford anything that you want? If you don't feel you can afford anything that you want, you probably have a money issue. Okay. Are there a long list of things that you would like to have but can't have or do not have? Let's see. Do you spend a lot of time worrying about money? Do you feel like you deserve to have money? Is your life easygoing around money? Or is there stress there about money? Are your credit cards maxed out or close to being maxed out? Are you paying a lot of credit card debt? That's a classic symptom of somebody with money and financial issues, is if you are having credit cards and paying them money. I've had a credit card now, this one card, for the last like 7 years, and I have never paid 1 cent of interest. And I have at least gotten 7 free tickets from that credit card. Okay? Do you believe that poverty is a virtue and that being poor is better than being rich? Or do you believe that people that are rich are really not nice people? Do you prefer to use credit cards and debit cards instead of using cash or checks? Do you have a savings account or not? People that have a savings account usually have good prosperity consciousness and they attract more money. People that don't have any savings are always losing money. It's just one of the old, it's just, once you understand exactly how the entire thing works, you'll know that that's how it has to be. But there's a law to money. And the main law of money is a basic law of the universe, and that is that like attracts like. And that boils down to money attracts money. Now, this is the same stuff that's being taught in the movie The Secret. This is just specifically geared towards money. And, you know, anybody who has been really involved in metaphysics for any length of time, the movie The Secret was not a big wake-up call. It was just a reminder because we've already read this before. We've already been practicing this stuff before. But here we are. This is specifically related to money, and I like to do it about money because I am a diamond. All my cards are diamonds, and value and money is what I'm really about in my own life. Everything is about the value and worth of things. So those are a few. Oh, here's another thing. Do you feel okay charging your friends or family members for things that you do or for things that you sell to make money? Do you feel guilty asking for money for things? Like, do you feel guilty asking people or afraid to ask people and say, this is what I charge for what I do? Okay, these are all signs of poverty consciousness. So you can see if you have some by just kind of looking at those questions. All right. So I'm just going to talk a little bit more about this, and then we're going to go into the next segment of the show and talk about the cards a little bit more and do some readings. We have a couple of people on line 1 and 2. I hope you're waiting patiently. I will get to you. So here's the basic thing. That night when I was so afraid about money that I could not sleep, and when I went out riding my bike that night and had this realization, this is how it happened to me. I was riding my bike, and all of a sudden, as I was just kind of clearing my mind and clearing my lungs, I realized that all the worry in the world that I was doing was not going to help me make any money. I realized that really, when I think about the kind of work I was doing, which is basically the same work I do now, readings, classes, selling books, and so forth, when I really thought about it, I realized that nothing I can do can make anybody buy a product or service that I offer. In other words, in the work that I do, there's nothing that I can do that can guarantee that I am going to actually make any money at all. And I think this is really true for everybody on a certain level, but it's more true for people that are self-employed or people who work as a contractor or who sell things or who do services to other people. It's a little bit more true. We're faced more with the value of ourselves and asking for money. And we're out there in the world, and, of course, everybody wants to have clients so they can give to them and receive money in exchange for that. But I realized that night that there's nothing I can do, not a thing, that could make anybody buy my book, buy a software, get a reading, or anything. Even if I applied for a job, there's nothing I could do to make the person that I'm applying to job for hire me. And it dawned on me like a ton of bricks that night that that I have no control over that part of the whole equation. And yet I was worrying about it incessantly, thinking that I did. Somehow I thought I could make that happen. That's why my mind would not let it go. I would not let go of thinking about how am I going to get some money. I need some money. But when I realized that is something that I have no power over, and then I realized that that's something that is beyond the scope of my influence, and then I realized that God takes care of that stuff. That's His job, not mine. It's God's job. He decides whether somebody buys my products and services, not me. I can do my best to put myself out there, but ultimately that final decision, it rests with God or with other people. It does not rest with me. And all of a sudden, I had a huge relaxation come over me. All of a sudden, all my worry just disappeared because I realized, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that my worry was not going to help me one bit. It was completely useless. That realization was profound. And then in the next minute, I thought, well, is there anything that I actually can do? Is there anything that I can do on my end to help the situation, to, accelerate the process or whatever? Like, what is my role? If I'm not the one that's making it happen on that level, deciding, getting people to decide what they want to buy from me or whatever, what actually can I do? What is my part of the deal? And it came to me instantly that my part of the deal is to appreciate what I have been given. That is the part that I do have control over. The only part of this equation of money that I have any control over is whether or not I am being grateful for what I am receiving, what I already have. That was tremendous for me. And a little thing came into my mind that evening, that night, that early in the morning, a little song. And the words of the song were, appreciate the things you have, appreciate what you create, appreciate the things you have, and you'll be given more. I don't know where that song came from. It just popped into my head. And I all of a sudden, I knew exactly what I had to do. And I rushed home. I got off my bike. I went inside, and I made a list of all the things that I was grateful for. I looked around my apartment, and I realized I had so much to be grateful for that I was completely ignoring. And I made a list, and I read that list back to myself. And that day was the miracle day of my life. I had business come to me from all directions. I got a new job that was paying, at that time, like $60 an hour, which was a lot of money. I had clients call for readings. I had checks come in the mail that I had no idea were going to come. It was all because I had changed my attitude and allowed God to do His job and started doing my job, which was appreciation. So that's our little talk tonight about money. I hope this has been helpful for you, because you can have a transformation about money. There's no reason for anybody to be in poverty. It's just not, I mean, there are karmic reasons. People are born in poverty countries for karmic reasons. You might, like me, you might have grown up in a poverty family and have those influences, but even those people can transform it if they want to. This is not the hardest thing to work on. This is not the hardest issue. It may be hard, but it's not the hardest. There are much harder ones, I think, in terms of spiritual development than just the financial one. Okay, so that's our little discussion tonight. I'd like to talk to Linda on line one, if she's available. I don't know if Don is here and listening. He may or may not be around. Hello?
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Just fine. I really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you. Did you were able to hear the part I just talked about, the prosperity part?
Yes, I heard some. It was difficult to hear, but it really hit me, you know. I was glad I called tonight.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I'm approaching, I'll be 60 this year, and I was wondering, is it too late for success, or what did you see, you know, from my card?
Well, one thing, let me talk a little bit about your card first, Linda, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what your card is already?
Seven of Clubs.
Yeah, and what do you know about your Seven of Clubs card?
That the negativity, that I have to overcome negativity, and it's a spiritual card.
Very spiritual card, yes. The sevens are the first of the spiritual numbers. And so your path in life is always going to be happier and more successful by taking the spiritual avenue rather than the mundane.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
And you know that your challenge, like my challenge, very similar to the same challenge I had with the money, is that your challenge is to start seeing the positive on things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You know, your mind... Seven of Clubs people have a mind that has a real gift to it. I mean, you have some special talent. And you can tap in sometimes to this really, this place that other people can't tap into, where there's unlimited mental abundance. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're very fortunate, because very few people get to experience what you get to experience. But at the same time, the same energy will cast you down into the dark depths of despair.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, and I'm sure your life has been a series of going back and forth a little bit between one of those extremes, you might say, and the other.
Yes.
Yeah. So... it's never too late. You know, it's never too late. We decide when it's too late. But you know, you're 59 years old, and I'm 53, and, you know, when we pass our age 52 year, our life becomes much more about what we're going to make of our life. It's much more of a conscious decision. In other words, we wake up in the morning and we decide, what is our life going to be about? Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense.
You know, and you are somebody, Seven of Clubs, they want to attain, most Seven of Clubs have a desire to attain, you know, a level of recognition in the world. Like some Seven of Clubs want to be entertainers, you know, or they want to be boss or something. Like ex-President Clinton's a Seven of Clubs. Robin Williams is Seven of Clubs. There's a lot of people that are Seven of Clubs that are out there attaining the recognition that they want. Do you recognize that trait in yourself at all?
I always felt like that I had some gifts that I should have used and didn't.
Uh-huh. And what kind of gifts were those that you're talking about?
Artistic or musical.
Uh-huh. So the place you're at now, you're in your Saturn period right now. Do you have my books and everything, Linda?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just trying to find out how much you know already. So every year on February 15th, you start your Saturn period, and it goes until April the 8th, and you're right in the middle of it right now.
Okay.
And this is always the hardest time of the year for you. Did you know that?
Yes.
I know, because I'm born in July, too, and I'm in Saturn, too, okay? So you're not alone, okay? All the Cancers are pretty much, and some of the Leos are in Saturn right now, this time of year. And it is usually very difficult period of the year. Now, it can be not so bad some years and worse other years, okay? But this particular year, I think yours was pretty hard. I'm looking at your cards, and it looked like it's been pretty hard. Has it been?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like, you know, because you have a very challenging card. You have the Nine of Spades in the Saturn position. That's a card of an ending. So what I see here for you, and I'll just share this with you really briefly, is that what I think is happening for you is that this is a year you have to let go.
Yes,
this is your you're meant to let go and move on. And if you're not letting go, it's going to hurt like hell.
Okay, I agree.
You understand? If you fight it, it's going to hurt a lot worse. It's actually over. Whatever it is, and I don't know. See, I don't need to know exactly what it is. You could tell me if you want, but you don't have to. But I do know from these cards that something significant in your life has got to end this year. And it's ending right now.
Okay.
And you need to let it go.
Okay.
Okay. You need to let it go so you can move on to the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's not easy. It may be something that you've always felt you should have, even, or that you're attached to in some way. Because when an ending card like this comes up in the Saturn position, in the Saturn period, it means that it's usually something that we are fighting. We don't want to let go of it, you know. Okay?
Okay.
Usually we struggle with it a little bit. Okay, but you can see from these cards, it's telling you that, yes, the right thing to do is to let it go and move on.
Okay.
Okay?
So
that's my little message for you tonight. All right?
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. You're welcome,
Linda. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being on. I appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see if we can get Aline on line 2 with us.
Hello.
Hello, Lean.
Yeah. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Hey, good. And you?
Good. I should introduce you to the radio audience that you are somebody that I know.
You do.
And you're into the cards, and you do your own readings. And do you do readings for other people, too?
I beg your pardon?
Do you do readings for other people as well as yourself?
Yeah, I'm started, yeah, in my own unique way, and it's great.
Okay, that's wonderful.
I was just curious.
So,
yeah.
So why have you called me tonight?
Well, I was just curious to see if you could give me your own unique way of telling me about my yearly spread.
And so, okay, is there a specific area that you have a question for?
No, because I'm still learning to do that, and it would be great to hear it from you too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you just started your Saturn period too.
I'm starting, or I'm just about to be done?
No, you just started it.
Oh, for how long?
Aline, you're not reading your book, okay? If you don't know when your Saturn period begins or what period you're in, you're not reading the book. So I'll help you out, okay?
Okay.
You're in Saturn. It started on March the 1st. It's not over till April 22nd.
Okay. I was talking about a different astrologically...
This is in the cards.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, overall, I think this has been an incredible year so far for you because you've been sitting in one of these blessed positions this year, the Eight of Hearts spot, okay? So I know you've had some good fortune this year with people maybe, with work and so forth. I'm not talking about personal relationships. I'm talking about just people around you in general.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, so you see that for the year in general?
That's been happening since your last birthday.
Okay.
And it's still going. It's still good. Okay? There are still good things to come.
Okay.
But you are into Saturn right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're another person in Saturn. And you have an Ace of Hearts and a Jack of Hearts in Saturn. Those are hard cards. It sounds like your love life has got some trouble.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Well, that's what it looks like here. It looks like that's the only thing hard this year is your love life.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
It's not going to get better soon.
Well, not during your Saturn period it won't, because you have an Ace of Hearts. It means that you have a Jack of Hearts. There's like a sacrifice you have to make around love. You have to let go of something that you really like. I don't know what it is. But I'll tell you one thing, though, Aline. Good things are happening to you at the same time, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while this is happening, you're having a lot of good fortune in other areas. Excuse me. You have a lot of things to be grateful for, in other words. Okay?
Okay. Anything else you see? No? When do you see the love life getting better?
Well, you know, have you taken any time to examine any of the reasons, like why your love life has been the way it has? I mean, have you learned anything about yourself that you can then progress and not make the same mistakes again?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
I'm trying to. It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, that's all you need to do, because everybody, you know, you're one of those cards that love is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, love's important to everybody, but it's more important to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can have, I absolutely know for sure that you can have the dream relationship that you've always wanted, but you have to be willing to look at yourself and find out what it is you're doing wrong. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're the one that's calling the shots, you know? So if you can look at yourself and see what it is that keeps attracting the same kind of guys or that keeps making the same mistake or whatever it is, you know. I don't know what it is because I don't remember. You know, we've had conversations, but it's been a long time since I talked to you. So I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, it's something that you have to learn or you have to get in touch with so that you can do better.
Okay.
And I have no doubt you can have the relationship of your dreams. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Lynn, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I think we have a man named Joe on line 3 who's been waiting. I think he's still there. Let's see if he's in.
Okay.
Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am here.
And you're born December 3rd, 1953?
No, December 31st, Robert.
You're kidding.
No.
Do I know you?
No, I don't think we've ever met. I've read,
okay.
I have your books.
Okay. Well, you know, we can't read jokers, you know.
Well.
Did you call to get a reading?
I know that.
So what did you call?
Well, there's bound to be more to it than just the reading of the cards. For instance, the life path and the 13-year cycle ruling cards. Does that apply to jokers as well?
No, you don't have any of those things.
Well, if, say, for instance, you're 53 and I'm 53, so you're going into your Saturn period, does that mean that I go into my Saturn period as well for a lifestyle plan?
Well, you know, you might have periods of the year, for sure, and you would just take them. What I would do if I were you is look at the birthday of January 1st, 1954, you know, and you can look at those periods. They will probably relate, but you don't have any cards in those periods.
Right.
So you don't have a life spread. You're a joker. You can be any card you choose in the book. We don't even know who you are being.
At any time.
The question is, do you know who you're being?
Well, most of the time, yes.
Okay, and are you conscious of this? It's a gift, you know. Are you conscious of this gift that you have?
Well, I am now, after a friend of mine introduced me to the cards, and I got a better understanding of it.
Oh, and cool.
So that's been about 2 years ago, and I have your books, and I do read them. And I think what's remarkable about the books is to be able to, once you meet somebody and figure out their birthday and go in and read their card, it really is amazing to see sort of their traits and what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people this a lot, you know, but I mean, whenever I meet a new person, the first thing out of my mouth is, what's your birthday?
What's your birthday?
Because I want to know who I'm talking to.
Exactly.
And you know, the cards have never lied to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, people have lied to me, but the cards have never lied to me.
The cards don't lie.
They don't lie. They tell you the truth. Even though you'll meet somebody and you'll say, and they don't seem to fit at all, you know?
Uh-huh.
But when you get to know them, you'll know that's them. That's what's going on.
That's the real them. So
I'm really glad you called in just because we have a joker. It's so exciting.
Well, good. I'm glad you think so. I really like the first part of your program where you talked about prosperity and the money attracting money and the light attracting money, I think is really true. And for me, one thing that really switched for me is when I changed something in my mind from want to need. And that really helped me a lot.
I see.
Because, you know, when you want a lot of things, you end up spending a lot of money and out the door it goes. But when you break it down to what you need, then that changes a lot, and then you can, you know, save your money.
Well, you know, if that worked for you, I think that's a good thing. But I think there's another level that you can attain where you can have everything you need and everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just say this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else to buy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a diamond. I like to shop, you know what I mean? And I can't think of anything else to buy.
Uh-huh.
And that's how everybody should... I think that's the state that we're looking for here in prosperity, where you've already gotten everything you could possibly want.
Right, right. Yeah,
and,
I agree with that.
Yeah, so, you know, but whatever got you to save money, that's a good thing, because saving money is a key, it's a foundation to prosperity.
And the gratitude and the blessing that comes with that, I think, is
absolutely.
So, well, as we wrap this up, I just wanted to say then that if you can't read my future card, then I don't know quite what to do. I guess I'm in a quandary, and I can just do whatever I want.
Well... Well, that was always true, that you could do whatever you want. But I have had some joker clients,
uh-huh.
and I can read them out with astrology, you know.
With astrology, yes.
Yeah, I can read them with astrology.
Uh-huh.
I just can't read them with the cards.
Yeah. Is there any card in the deck that you would say to stay away from?
For you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like I could say that for other people, but I don't know about you. I don't even know who's Saturn to you. I don't know who's, you know, good to your card, who's not good. Because you're an enigma, you see.
Uh-huh.
You're an enigma.
The exception to the rule.
Yeah, and, you know, I would like to know more about Jokers personally. I have an interest, you know, because I'd like to understand what that's like. See, when you look at the Joker, I'll just say this much about the Joker. Here you have a deck of cards that has 52 cards, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're all these different patterns of expression. Well, the law of compensation of the universe, the law of balance, it insisted that there had to be some card that was no card.
Uh-huh.
You know, in order to balance out 52 cards that were cards, that had specific traits. There had to be, in order to keep everything in balance, there had to be this one card that was like a wild card.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the Joker is. And it's a zero. It's a nothing. It's like a vacuum. And it's like a fertile field that anything can be grown into.
But earlier you said that, you know, you added up all the cards, and then you said that was 364, and then you said the Joker
It has a value. It has a spot value.
Of one and a quarter.
It has a spot value of one and a quarter, but it has the solar value of the Joker is zero. And the solar value is the number that we use in most calculations.
Oh, I see.
The solar value of that card is zip.
Well, it's kind of fun to, you know, interact and change into different cards. You know, when I'm working, it's the King of Diamonds, and when I'm out in the town, it's the Eight of Hearts, and there we go.
Yeah, you know, I met this Joker woman once, and, you know, she was nice, and then, but she gave me this really firm handshake, you know, like really firm. I thought, what's she trying to be for me? She must have thought I would like that or something. You know, I was trying to figure out what was she up to.
Was she a bit of a woman?
It's great, you know. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I certainly enjoy your books, and I thank you for taking my call.
Hey, man, great talking to you. Thanks for calling, Joe.
You too, Robert. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we have a friend of mine, Mr. Alejandro, if you're still on line one, I'd like to talk to him.
Senor Robert, how are you?
Good. How are you, Alejandro?
Fine, thank you. I was listening to your introduction talk, and I have to say that when I purchased your book and read it, it kind of changed my life, and it's a ongoing changing process. It kind of really opened my eyes, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Alejandro. I appreciate you saying that very much.
Yeah.
So let me introduce you to the group, Alejandro, if you don't mind, to the people on the radio.
Sure.
Alejandro is a student of the cards. He's a member of our group called the Magi Fellowship, which is a special group of people that have made a special commitment to the card system in their life. They want to use it as part of their life's work. Alejandro lives in Southern California, and he has his own radio show. Sometimes you're on the radio, is that right?
That's right, on the Spanish talk shows on Los Angeles. I like to say I like to help the Spanish community because that's my natural language. So that's what I do.
Yeah, that's your community. Those are your people. That's cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So did you want to share anything else tonight, Alejandro, about your experiences with the cards or anything?
That would be very nice. Yeah, when somebody did a reading for me using the card system, I've been involved with a lot of people who does a lot of different or use a lot of different systems, and this kind of caught my eye because it was different, it was unique, and it was accurate. And I start by getting the book, and I was impressed how easily I start doing readings for people, you know, identify their soul purpose, karmas, and life path or whatever they have to do on this life experience. And that's how I got involved. And well, I'm learning. I'm a student, and I like to share the same information. But I have a question for you today.
Okay, I got your spreads up in front of me.
All right. I'm about to start a small office or a business.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to check and verify with you if you can help me out to decide what the best day will be to start my business.
Okay. And is there a timeline that you have for this? Like, is there a time frame that you want to do this in?
Not really. I'm submitting the application tomorrow. I'm very sure everything is clear, and I can take over the place from the next week up to, I don't know, next 2 months or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in a big rush. I'm taking my time. I just want to put everything ready beforehand. And,
sure. Well, you know, you're in Saturn right now. You're aware of that.
Right.
And you're taking, you have a seven of spades, so you're actually taking a risk by starting this business, aren't you?
Well, I can, I know it's coming an eight of diamonds. Should it be worth it to wait?
Well, no, I'm not saying, I'm just saying that, you know, it's a little, like I see a seven of spades right now. That tells me that you're going for it, but it's a little risky for you. That's all. I'm not saying that's not a good time. I'm just commenting about the time period that you're in right now. Okay? So
no,
you do have an eight of diamonds coming, and you also have a queen of diamonds coming, a king of diamonds coming. So I think if it were me, I would wait till after the Saturn period's over. That's
okay,
what I would
so that would be the Saturn period?
I would wait till the Saturn period is complete. That's what I would do.
All right.
If
Uranus is the next period, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah.
And even though they have different periods, I mean, this Saturn period will be definitely the best just to avoid it completely?
Well, it's not that much longer, first of all, Alejandro. It's only a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Your Saturn period ends on March 23rd, so it's not a really long time to wait. And you have challenging influences now, and you have much better influences then, so why not just wait a couple weeks?
All right.
Comprende?
Yeah, perfectly. It makes sense. I never stop and watch that.
I think
it's going to work out perfectly with the timing itself. I mean, I'm not rushing anything, and by the time I get ready or probably sign the contract for the place, it's going to be already on my next period, my Uranian.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to pick the exact day, you can just pick a day that the birth card of which has good money karma. You know, like a King of Diamonds day or a Two of Diamonds or a Eight of Clubs. Or a six of clubs. These are all good days that have good money karma. So that's the kind of day you want to pick to start your business. Okay?
All right.
Within that time period that we talked about. After your Saturday.
I will look into that.
And you know, you're doing our astrology course, so maybe we'll be help you pick a day with astrology too.
I'm learning to combine both of them.
Believe
me, it's powerful information.
I completely agree with you.
And I'm still learning, so I still need to rely on a question or two here and there.
Oh, sure, for sure. I don't have any problem with your questions. They're good. Okay, Alejandro, well, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Right. I appreciate you calling, and... Are you on a particular show that you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm invited on different talk shows at 6:90 a.m. On the Spanish La W.
Okay.
I'm a guest on different talk shows, so if I mention all of them, 10:20 a.m.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I just thought you'd mention one or two, that way people would be looking for you.
But, you know, people know me when I'm on the radio, and when I'm talking about the cards, everybody loves, you know, getting involved. So.
Cool.
It's becoming very popular.
Okay, Alejandro, thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, we have a lady named Alfie. Is she still on line two? She was on line two earlier.
I'm here.
How are you, Alfie?
Very well, but baby.
And do you know a lot about the cards already, or are you new?
Oh, definitely, I do.
You definitely what?
I do know about the cards already.
Oh, you do? Okay, so you already know your card and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so what would you like me to tell you tonight?
To answer about three questions. The first one is, what do you see for me money-wise this year, and also employment-wise, and just an overview in general?
Well, you know, your life is the life of the Eight of Diamonds, right?
Yes.
And money is always something that you deal with in your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you calling from New York, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You're Alfie Rose Green, right?
Yeah.
I remember your name, Alfie.
I see that.
It's very distinctive.
To make it a team phone call, eh?
Not that bad. Anyway, got you by surprise there. I apologize if I shocked you. So, you know, your lifetime is all about money and money and work. You know, that's what
yes.
you're all about.
Yes.
Because you're an eight of diamonds and a ten of spades. You know, you're a worker. And there, when I look at your cards, there's not a lot of money cards this year. Did you notice that?
My dad.
That does not mean you won't have money, though. It just means that that's not really what's really on your mind.
Okay.
Now, you have a two of diamonds coming up in Jupiter. So if you get an opportunity to make money with somebody else, like a stock investment or some kind of business deal, you should probably take it.
Okay.
That's looking good, but otherwise, I don't think it's a big issue for you this year.
Mm.
So what else, Alfie?
Job-wise, any employment?
Are you unemployed?
Right now, yeah. I'm thinking of possibilities, but I haven't decided.
You've been thinking what now? Oh, what job you might take?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When did you stop working last?
September. Well, officially, I've been working every single day, but in terms of going to a job, since September 9th of 2005.
Uh-huh. Well, when I look at your cards, it's like you have a nine of hearts long range this year. You know, that's what's going on, you know.
Okay.
And it seems to me like there's a significant ending that has to happen in your life. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know. It's probably related to some people. I don't know who's in your life and all that, but the Nine of Hearts is, you know, a letting go. It's not necessarily a bad letting go or hard, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? So, you know, this year, the cards look good. You know, you got good cards all year, especially starting in the next period. It's looking good. And how's your relationship life going?
I'm not even looking at that.
Well, it's coming your way, though. It's coming.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what God thinks.
So right.
You know, he's got plans for us, and it's not always the plans that we have for ourselves. So, I would be prepared because starting in May, you have an Eight of Hearts, and you're going to start to feel like everybody really loves you.
In May?
You know, right now, all you're doing is worrying about money, and you can't make up your mind.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to change until your Mars period, starts on May 3rd. Okay?
Okay.
So don't fight it. Just use this, try to relax. Maybe do some travel. Okay?
Okay.
Don't get so serious about everything, and don't try to decide anything. It all is going to fall into place in May.
Okay.
That's my advice to you, Rose Alfie.
Okay.
All right?
Could you just explain one thing, being an auspicious year for me? Was it this year or last year? When I was 45, and what does it mean now?
Well, next year.
Okay.
Next year is your most blessed year.
Oh, that's the one I meant. Okay.
Last year was your pinnacle. 2 years ago was your pinnacle year. Or let's see, no, last year was your pinnacle year.
Right.
Okay, so you know you're on a new path now, just getting going in a new path.
Okay.
And next year is the most blessed year. Good things, so many good things are going to happen next year.
Okay.
Your dreams are going to come true, Alfie.
I'm ready.
Yeah, good.
Completely.
Good. Okay, well I'm glad to hear that. You know, as long as you're clear on that, then everything will happen right according to plan.
Yeah, I'm very clear on it.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm so happy to hear that, Alfie.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
All right, good talking to you, Alfie. Have a nice evening.
You have a great one.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Now, I was talking to Alfie about her card, and every card in the deck, except for 7 cards, will move to a couple of special places. In some years of their life. And one of them is called the pinnacle, and one is called the most blessed year. And every card has us at a different year. There are 7 cards that don't have it, but most of the cards do. 45 of the birth cards have this. And Alfie just went through her pinnacle year last year, and that pinnacle year always involves a great shift, a great change in our life. It means we've reached the pinnacle of our life in the terms that it had been going, and now it's time for a transition to something new. And then 2 years later, you'll have, and Alfie's having next year, the most blessed year, where the thing that you want more than anything else will materialize in your life, guaranteed. Isn't that nice? And she's got a Queen of Hearts long range next year, so I think it's going to be about love, even though she's not thinking about love at all right now. Okay, we have a guy named Mark. If he's still there on line 4, would you turn him on?
Hello?
Is this Mark?
Is this Robert?
This is Robert. Who is this? Oh, Lee. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you?
And are you November 5th? Are you November 5th?
Yes.
1947?
1949.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. Okay, so do you know the cards at all? Are you familiar with the cards at all?
Yes, I have. I've had a couple of readings from you before, and it's been absolutely amazing.
Oh, what's your last name, Lee?
Boothby.
Oh, yes, of course. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi.
If I'd known that, I would
expect... Life's progressing rapidly, Robert.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Very happy to hear that. Good things, I hope.
Well, what's interesting, you know, I first discovered you because I discovered I was 2 of diamonds. And then when I had my first yearly reading for you, which was right by my birthday...
Uh-huh.
You know, you talked about difficulty in relationships, which I didn't want to acknowledge.
Uh-huh.
And then once you opened that door, I really recognized that.
Mm.
So I have filed for a divorce.
Oh, that's nice, Lee. I mean, that sounds like bad news, but sometimes that's very good news, you know.
That's right. It is. And I guess that my husband is fighting it all the way. And... your readings have been so profoundly accurate. I mean, just, it's uncanny that you know, you had good things in store for me in the following year. And based on my cards and my reading from you, this is an appropriate move for me to take because of who I am. And so I guess that was the reason why I was calling to have you take a look at that and tell me sort of what's that coming or whatever.
Well, I just want to say that I don't remember everything I told you. I actually forget everything I tell clients after the meeting.
No, I know you would. Of course, you talk to
so. So I feel a little bit like I don't have all the resources in front of me that I have when I do my readings. So I'm kind of a little bit like feeling like I can't really say anything real significant. You are filing for divorce, and is that definitely going to happen?
Well, he's fighting it, but the kind of things you told me about the insight into my personality, that was probably, I was the type of personality that was better off not married.
Uh-huh,
sounds
yeah.
Sounds strange. But,
isn't that a strange thing to tell somebody?
Right, but yet it feels right.
Yeah, it is right.
Which is interesting
right. It was
about
in your chart. I don't remember what it was, but I think it was an issue that if I recall correctly, because see, you're a two of diamonds.
Right.
And two is a partnership number, but just because we're a two, sometimes it means that the real lesson for us is not to have a partnership, but to put it in a proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think in your case, it turned out to be better for you not to let relationships dominate your life.
Well, and what's interesting, too, with the Two of Diamonds, because that's called the Wheeler-Dealer card, is that
uh-huh.
I'm an attorney, and I'm an entrepreneurial
uh-huh.
attorney, and I help CEOs and startup companies, and so I'm in
Oh, I remember now. This is all ringing a bell now, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's really incredible. And there's something about my cards and like, what is it? It's the two aces. What, the Ace of Hearts and the Ace of something else?
Yeah, the Ace of Hearts.
And they're all sort of in my work. The two aces are combining now in my work, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, you have good fortune with money, and this is going to actually be a really good year for you. I wouldn't even be concerned. Just keep doing what you know is the right thing.
Yeah.
Because that's the only challenge this year, is that you have to stay by your guns and not backpedal.
See, that's good advice, because, you know, the husband is fighting it all the way, saying, you know, it's a good
right.
enough relationship and this, that, or the other. So that's really good advice.
And if he thinks he can convince you somehow, he'll keep going, you know. And if you fall back, you're just going right back to the way things were. What's the point?
Right.
You know.
Right. That's exactly
I'm not
right.
one to want to break up relationships, but sometimes they're just not really right, you know.
Right.
So, okay. Well, I'm glad you called. It was great to hear your voice, Lee.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate it.
It's going to be fine. You have such good cards this year. It's going to be fun, okay? Don't even worry.
Good. Good. Okay. Thank you.
Just stay on course. Don't let your husband dissuade you from your course.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. All right.
It really doesn't matter, in a way, if you're married or single. It matters how you are in the relationship. And there was a need for a fundamental change for you in the way you were being. So, you know, and it may be that because of that, you shouldn't be married, because it's not what your husband really wants. He probably wants something different, you know, than you, the way you really are.
he really does. He would really be happy.
Yeah, so have him come get off of it and go out and find somebody and stop bugging you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Stop bugging me and go get yourself a girlfriend.
Yeah, much better.
Okay, thank you for calling, Lee. Have a nice
evening.
Okay,
thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we have a Queen of Spades on line something or another. Which line is that? Bring her on,
Hi.
If you don't mind.
Hello,
Hi.
Robert.
And what is your name?
My name is Maya.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I did see your name up there. I forgot.
That's okay.
So you're in Palo Alto, huh?
I am. Are you in North Carolina?
No, I am actually in Concord, California now.
You are? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And are you a student of the cards?
Yes, I am, minimally. I found both of your books about a year ago in Ashland. And
oh, yeah.
I had a reading last year with Deborah Callahan.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Last year was an Ace of Spades year for me. And everything that you wrote about was phenomenally true about both about being a Queen of Spades and the Ace of Spades year. Everything changed for me last year.
Yeah, Ace of Spades is like a, it's like Drano.
Yep.
You know, it gets everything moving. It cleans out the old and makes room for the new.
Yeah. Yeah. So my question for you is this a good year? Because I just had a birthday, obviously, for romance. I've been out of the business of romance for about 20 years. And, you know, those lessons for the Queen of Spades has been very true for me. I had lots of relationships earlier in my life, and it wasn't about relationship. It was more about, you know, learning who I was and what my gifts were and how I could help other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really about a committed relationship or love, which I feel like I'm ready for now. And I'm wondering what this year looks like.
Well, it looks good. You know, I want to share with our listening audience that you are a Queen of Spades, and there's only one birthday of the year that has that card. It's almost like the Joker. It only has one birthday, so it's really rare to talk to a Queen of Spades.
Well,
so thank you for being on the show, just
for
that reason alone. And when I look at your cards this year, here's what I see. First of all, you got this Ten of Hearts card as the protection, the environment card. And that tells me that you need to get out and be really involved in social things right away.
Mm-hmm.
And now's the time to start because you're in your Venus period right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's strong indications that you're going to meet somebody really soon. But you have to make yourself available in groups where groups of people show up.
Well,
that's the part you have to do. Do you follow that?
Yep. Actually, I met someone just a couple weeks ago that I felt was a fantastic human being. And
yeah? What card is he?
I don't know.
You have a lot of diamonds showing up right now. This looks like a diamond guy. It could even be a Queen of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a very strong indications of ending up with a Queen of Diamonds by your next birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a King of Diamonds right now in Venus and a Jack of Diamonds hiding underneath it, so with the Four of Hearts. So I'm thinking that there's going to be a diamond guy, if he's not there now, soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And really all I can tell you is it's all going to be great. Now,
hey.
you know, just because you're 59 years old doesn't mean you know everything yet, though. You've been out of the relationship market for a long time.
Yeah, a very long time.
And, you know, you're going to attract somebody who's on your same level of understanding about love and life. And that will show you where you're at. And, you know, it'll be the next stage of growth and development for you. But you're definitely going to end up with somebody in a committed relationship by your next birthday.
Well, I had that feeling. My intuition was saying that, and you were on the air, and you were having such a great time, I thought I'd call.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and I'm excited for you. This is great for you to get out there, and now you can meet somebody that's perfect for you.
Yeah. Yep. Wait, I've been working toward that, not on it, but toward that for a long time.
Yeah,
there were lots of other things to work on first.
Well, you know, I'm sure you're a good person. Your cards are a good person, you know. hardworking, honest, all these things. They're good, you know? So you deserve somebody good to be your match, to be your mate.
Thanks.
Someone who appreciates the good qualities that you have.
And I have a daughter who is a 4 of spades.
And uh-huh.
She's just awesome. She just started college this year. I am so amazed at what a fine, you know, human being she is. It's just, oh, God, your heart just opens.
And that's a reflection of you, I think, isn't it?
Well, of course, in part, but
because
I provide the space for her to be that. But she, you know, every person, I think, comes in with their own karma and their own lessons to learn. And
but she has to be proud of her, you know?
She's great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Maya, thank you so much for calling. We're going to go now. I have one more caller, and then we're going to end the show.
Great.
All right. Yeah. Have a nice evening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for your show and your work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, one more caller. I think his name is Mark. Is he still around?
Hi.
Is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Mark, Scorpio.
Right.
Halloween baby.
True.
How's life treating you, Mark?
Okay. I heard you're in Concord?
Yes, I am. Where are you?
Well, I'm in Seattle, Washington, but I was born in Walnut Creek.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's right next door here. I used to live in Walnut Creek, too. I like it. It's a nice area.
I haven't really spent much time there.
So are you a student of the cards?
Not that much. I just kind of basically sort of subscribing to BBS Radio and found your show.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you don't even know what your card is, do you?
No, I don't.
You are the 4 of hearts.
Oh, wow.
And that is a family card. It's the card of family. It's also, you also have other cards. That's your main card, but your other two cards are 8s, and you are a person of great power. Are you familiar? Are you, like, aware of that, that you wield a lot of power in your life?
In previous lifetimes, but I don't have much temporal power this lifetime.
Do you live by your rules or other people's rules?
I live by my own rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, people can't persuade you or dissuade you, you understand?
Yeah.
Nobody can, because you're very fixed. Now, do you have a question about what's going on this year or anything? What do you want to know?
Yeah, kind of in terms of relationships. Do you see anything coming up?
Are you completely single right now, or are you dating anybody?
Yeah, I'm completely single and not dating.
Okay. Let me see here. When was the last time you had a significant relationship?
I don't know if ever. Maybe when I was in my early 20s.
What happened? Did
well,
some woman try to kill you or
maybe
something?
Earlier than that. It just didn't work out. I've had friends, but not any real relationships.
Well, you know, that's kind of unusual, you know, Mark?
Yeah, it seems to be thinking about it, but it seems all to fit in my life.
Well, see, here's the thing. For whatever reason, you decided not to have that many relationships or have relationships at all. Okay? I hold you to be the most powerful person in your universe and that your life is exactly the way you planned it. So if you're going to have relationships in your life now, it's only going to be because you decide that's what you really want. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
I don't think you have any trouble attracting of the opposite sex.
I don't think so either, except I can keep it on like a non-formal communication level, and that's almost satisfactory. But it would be nice if there was a natural
Well, you know, you're never going to have any real intimacy with anybody unless you're willing to open up and get hurt again.
I thought it was strange you said I have a family card because I do think about my family, but I didn't have a very good family, with multiple divorces, and I left home at a very early age.
Well, see, usually people that are four hearts, they value having a close circle of people in their life. It can be friends, or it can be their own family. Most people, your card, most guys your card are married and have kids, okay? The fact that you avoided that speaks of something about you, like you must have really had a bad experience with relationships early on that soured you on the whole issue.
Yeah, I really did.
Mm-hmm.
But
so see, you can have. I want to say one thing about this year for you, Mark, based on the card system and astrology too. That this is the best year. This is your last chance this year, Mark. And I'm talking about the year that began on your birthday. This is your last chance. This is the critical year of life for you. Everybody has a critical year, and this is yours. And this is the year you decide how good the rest of your life is going to be. Because it's only going to be as good as you let it be this year. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I do.
So it's time that you do everything in your power to expand your boundaries in your life. Because this is the last time that you get a chance to open that up. After this, you won't even care. You won't even have the energy to even think about it, changing it. So now is the time. So it's a good time for you to consider taking some drastic measures in your life, whatever you would term that to be, to take some risks and go out there and try to have everything you want. The other thing is, Mark, is that this is the most blessed year of your life, too. In your particular case, it's a double whammy. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, so I'm telling you that you can have everything. But you're going to have to give up all this protection that you've had in your life. You got to open up.
Excuse me?
You have to open up.
Oh, right.
You got to be vulnerable again and be open to life again. You understand? Otherwise, it's just going to be you and your head for the rest of your life. Okay?
Yeah.
The cards are great, man. You need to get out there and do it. Okay?
Okay. I'll
and if you want some specific advice, contact me after the show. Email me or something.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because I did something in my critical year that absolutely changed my life, and I'll be happy to share that with you.
I'd be interested.
If you want that. You know, if you really want to have the life that you've always wanted and dreamed of but never did have. All righty?
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you opening up and sharing your question.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, Mark. Well, that concludes our show for tonight. I would like to thank our host, Don, for letting us have all this extra time. We've been getting extra time every week, and he's been very generous about that. And if you don't mind, John, if you would please play one of my songs. How about the Sita Ram chant, if you don't mind playing that as we end the show. It's kind of a kick-butt spiritual chant song, okay? And we'll see you all next week, and thank you for listening, everybody. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.